Bienvenidos al podcast de los hermanos grandes extras. Aquí estamos para ayudarles a ustedes a disfrutar el día y mejorarles. Gracias. Money. That was money. I ain't gonna lie, that was money.
Money. That was good. I was ready to watch a telenovela right there.
That's what the goal was. I was thought maybe you're ready for a boxing match or a telenovela. We don't know, you know?
We don't know. One of the two. It's like you're like introducing the past episode of a telenovela.
Yeah.
Last episode.
Yeah. Welcome. For those that don't speak Spanish, welcome to the XL podcast.
That's too good.
I'm Gabe. This is my co-host, Gavin.
Hello.
Yeah. It's been a good week. I'm here in Arizona. And yeah, life's moving, I guess. How about you, Gavin? Anything new?
Nothing new. Nothing at all. Nope. Went down and visited mom and dad for the weekend. We got to meet our sister's new friend that is a boy. Not a boyfriend, but they've been hanging out a lot. So we met him.
On the way. Cool. On the way.
That was cool. But yeah, we just hung out. It was super fun. Haven't seen our parents in a minute. So that was good to get down there. And for the first time in a long time, we had a nice, warm weekend here in Utah. So I was pumped about that too. Got sunburn even.
Warm.
Playing pickleball. So,
Devin,
I was pumped about Devin. That because it was the opposite the last couple weeks. It was like hot all week, and then weekend came as rain and snow.
You'd think in Arizona I would be like more tan, but I feel like this is the most pale I've ever been.
That's weird.
It's for two reasons. I don't like go like to the pool or anything like that.
I spend a long time inside. Just more time.
I'm just inside all day. Go play basketball.
So hot.
It's also so hot, you know, but
so like get out of the hot.
Like, and the best time to go to the pool is like midday, and I'm usually just doing stuff, so I don't go. And I'd want to go with my girlfriend Leah, and
true.
So she's at work, so I'm just like, don't want to go myself.
That's a good point.
It might sound kind of weird to my teammates. You guys want to go get shirtless at the pool?
Well, I think if you mentioned the shirtless part, that might be weird. If you just said your teammates, hey, you want to go to the pool, but like, hey,
I guess I made it.
You want to take your shirt off? Go to the pool with me? That would be weird.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely
so, weird. That definitely changes the sentence. But, I don't know. Maybe they're into that. Well.
Who knows?
Yeah, it's been a good week. We're excited to talk to you guys this week. We hope you guys enjoyed the last episode. We loved it. It was a good time. It was fun. So much that we've done a better job at planning the last few weeks. So, we figured that would be a good plan. So, but today, this week we want to go talk a little about dating. Gabe has a girlfriend. I'm clearly married, but obviously me and Gabe being as dumb and weird as we are, we obviously have some great stories dating our current partners we have now and in the past. Because if there's one thing, if our mom, we should have mom on this podcast at some point because she'd have some things to say. But she's called me and Gabe, one, I don't know about you, by my own wife, I've been called oblivious when it comes to dating. And my mom has also called me and Gabe both lazy daters. Not in a bad way.
I can confirm.
But in the way of like, I don't even know how to explain it. We are very nice to the people we date. I know that. We are good men.
Oh, yeah. Solid. But
I just don't know how to explain what my mom means, but I get it. Anyways. But yeah, we want to talk
about
dating.
Throw me in that category.
Talk about dating. My mom, my wife has called me very oblivious. I guess we'll hop into... I'll talk about my first kiss with my wife. We were cuddling. She had like was laying like at her chest right here on my chest or her chest her head here on my chest. She was laying down. We were watching, I think, Hot Rod, and we're just sitting there having a
great
good time.
Movie.
I love Hot Rod. I'm watching it, having a great time. And now that I look back at it, obviously I'm an idiot, but like the entire movie, my wife was just kind of like staring at me, like her head was like up staring at me the entire time, pretty much. And then finally she just kind of grabbed my face and then we started kissing. And then later we asked, we were talking about it, and she was like why didn't you kiss me? I was like, I didn't know you wanted to kiss. She's like, I was staring at you the whole freaking movie, what do you think I wanted? And I was like, it's a good point. I was like, I was watching Hot Rod, it was a good movie, what do you want me to do?
Understandable.
Come on,
that's funny.
What do you expect me to
do? I think dating is a very funny realm. It's funny to like see where you get your own like thought processes and like, you know, habits you could call them, I guess, with dating and stuff like that. Even even down to like green and red flags of, you know, what you are looking for in a partner, in a person.
Oh yeah. Well, I think with dating so much, like as far as like us, like we, you know, in high school, it was like, just like, you know, go on dates, go on to dances or just fun weekend dates with somebody. You slowly build like what you do and do not like, you know?
Right.
Building those red flags and green flags in people. And you're like, even weird ones, you know? Like, oh, this girl did this one time. Yeah. That was dope. Green flag.
Yeah.
Or like, she did this weird thing. No, not about it. It's not like, oh, she's talking to dudes while we're dating. Like, obviously, that's a red flag.
Right. I think that it's funny to think about, like, when you're a kid. A teenager. There you go. When you're a teenager and you're, like, starting to date, you know?
Yeah.
You ain't got a clue what you're doing. You don't have a clue what you're doing.
Zero, none.
And you're basing it off of how your mom and dad treat each other.
Pretty much.
You're basing it off of movies you've seen, and then anything you might have heard or seen with your friends / internet.
Yeah.
Right? And it's just funny because looking back, especially on, you know, today we're going to talk a lot about like first things, you know, first experiences with girls and stuff like that. Like, you know, first dates, first whole time holding hands, you know. And it's funny looking back on it now. In the moment, I was freaking out.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, it was almost like you hiked Mount Everest, you know.
You start like breathing heart is pounding.
And you think, like, what do I do?
Like, I just held her hand. Calm down.
Yeah, literally, like, dude, we brushed hands while walking to class. Like, what are you doing, bud?
We didn't hold hands. We just kind of, like, touched hands. Like, whoa. Calm down.
But, and it's just funny how some people, I guess this is what we can start with, is, like, different people's thought presses. For me, when I was when I was a teenager, I was the kid that was just kind of like, well, two things. First thing, it was always just like, I was way more interested in sports and video games, that I was very oblivious to girls and their hints. And then on top of that, I guess I was never a ladies' man. You know, I never was like the one to swoon a girl, or at least what felt like swooning a girl in junior high or middle school.
Yeah.
And so I always just like doubted myself, I guess you could call it, you know. Like, a girl would do something, and you're just like, you just push it off. Nah. Like, ah, no, that's nothing. Nah. That's nothing. Versus, like, I'm with, like, a teammate or a friend or something, and a girl, like, is like, oh, hey, like, do you have the assignment that I can hurry and fill out this final answer? I don't know how the answer is. And he's like, yeah, I got you. Like, helps her out with it. He leans over to me. He's like, see that? Yeah, she's under me. You're like, bro, get out of here. But people actually think that way, which is funny because I, like, my brain does not work that way. Obvious signs, you just negate it, you just ignore it.
I don't know where that comes from, because I have the same thought process, but there was like times, like when I was 18, you know, I was kind of getting ready to go on my mission and stuff. A lot of, like, mom would go with me to like go to the mall and like, you know, look at like, you know, suits or pants or whatever, and she's like, here, let me stop in this store. So mom would be looking at like something in this store, and I was just like, my go-to is, if I'm at a store that I don't want to be in, I'm going to go look at the sunglasses and get my fingers stuck in rings. Like, that was my go-to. It happened every time. I had a ring stuck on my finger almost every time I walked into a store with mom, even up till I was 18. I'm an idiot. I know. But, like, every time we'd go and check out, and then, like, the girl would, like, ask me, like, hey, you know, she would, like, ask questions to me where I was like, yeah, is it weird that the cashier's asking me, like, how old I am and what I like to do and stuff? But, like, I wasn't like, oh, she's into me. And then we leave. I'm like, that girl was into you. I'm like, shut up. No, she wasn't. She was just being nice. And we leave. And then now, like, I'm thinking about it, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's weird for a random girl cashier to just randomly ask you those questions while you're checking out.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, that's so weird. So I don't know what it is. Like, I've never been, like, same. I've never been a dude that's like, yeah, she was into me. Like, no, I just was like, oh, cool. She was just being, she's a weird checkout girl, you know. She's the weird cashier at Icing or whatever it's called.
Exactly. And it's funny too, because you like in the moment, and it's interesting how like right now your brain is a lot more developed, you're more mature, all those things, right? But it almost feels like when you think back of memories that you haven't changed. It's you, like the who you are right now, it was you then. You know, it's like even when I was in kindergarten, it still just feels like that was me. It's not,
Yeah, like no.
I don't think that, oh, I'm a completely different person now today versus who I was in
No,
kindergarten, you
same
know?
person.
So it's really interesting thinking back on these, specifically these memories,
Yeah.
because like I remember, yeah, mom talking to me too, and I'd tell her something, or even like my friends and tell them something, and they'd be like, and in my mind, I'm just like, no way, like she was just doing something weird, you know, like blah, blah, blah. And you're like, and I think back now, and I was like, no, that was definitely 1,000% flirting,
Oh yeah.
like,
100%.
but
Most of the
yeah.
time it was. And you're like, oh, okay.
And you're, yeah, just so
Cool.
oblivious.
Anytime a
But,
girl, I would say, I mean, unless like mega nice, anytime a girl puts any sort of interest into you and she's talking to you more than like 5 minutes or like asking you like questions that are actually like relevant to what you guys are doing, probably liked you or at least was sort of interested is what I've learned.
right.
Because like
If a
unless you're a
girl
math
was
guy, she's
talking
like,
to
hey, will
you,
you help me about math, blah, 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 blah. Maybe she's trying to like bridge the gap. But if you're like doing something, she's just asking stupid questions. It's like, oh, okay, she's probably interested in you.
yeah, I'll tell you what,
But none of
if
that
there's
matters
any,
now because I'm married.
if there is any young male audience viewers, I'll give you a piece of advice.
Stay
If you're in high
oblivious.
school,
No, I'm just kidding.
if you're in middle school or high school, and there's a girl and she gives you the time of day, you could say, with anything, talking to her, hanging out with her, whatever, interested, you have a chance. I
I would
shouldn't,
also
let me rephrase that.
say, don't
I
worry
wouldn't
about it so
say
much.
interested. I would say you have a chance.
Yeah, probably. She at least is okay to talk to you.
Yeah. So,
Well,
but
I actually talked to, who did I talk to about this? Speaking of dating, I was talking to, I think, Dad. Because we were talking about we met, like I said, our sister's friend.
that's a
And we were
boy
talking
that she's
that is
romantically
male.
interested
That
in.
is, she is romantically interested in. Perfectly phrased, Gabe. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm on it. Don't worry. I'll get the Spanish translation in a second. Hold up.
But when we were talking about it, and it was just so funny because we were like, oh, this guy's like super cool, like way better than most of, actually, any of the other guys she's ever dated, right? And so, but then I was like, also thinking, I was like, the bar for dudes is so low, it's like sad and funny. Like the girl's like, oh
Yeah,
my gosh,
seriously.
he opened my door. Oh my gosh,
He paid for dinner.
he paid for dinner. Oh, actually, I did not pay for our first date with me and my wife because I was so nervous.
Okay, that's actually okay.
I
That's
was
okay.
so nervous. I just forgot to pay for her.
Where'd you guys go to dinner?
We went to the Blue Iguana.
And how'd you not pay for her dinner?
We
What?
were on like a big group date. It's so like all the other couples were paying by themselves. And but also like it wasn't like I wasn't like, oh, I was going to, but I was just so nervous. Like I just didn't think of anything. Like my brain was just so focused on like, is my wallet in my pocket? Like that was pretty much
Can I
all my
pay
brain was
for,
focused on.
can I pay at all, let alone my partner's meal?
Yeah, so I was just like, is my wallet in my pocket? And then she came up and I gave her my card and then I was like, oh, shoot, what the heck? Yeah, I still get a hard time for that one. So my wife,
Yeah,
to this
deserved.
day,
Deserved.
we've been together for almost 3 years. So
That's actually crazy.
just to let you know, Gabe, they will never forget. That is all I know. Never ever forget. But yeah, the bar's very low for dudes.
Me and Leah, we had a pretty good first date, which I'll get into later, but it was a unique one for me actually, and I've been on a lot of first dates, but it was very unique.
I like it. Okay, we can share our first date stories. But I did have a question. So what is, speaking of like green flags and red flags, what is like probably your most obscure green flag? If you had
Obscure
one.
green flag.
Like it can't be like, oh, she's pretty, you know?
All right, this is gonna
Or she's
be
kind.
okay.
Give me something
I'll
out there.
share an experience with my from that I had with my girlfriend right now, Leah.
Okay, I like it.
We went on a date. This wasn't our first date. We just went on a date together. This was like in the early stages of talking, though. You know, when we first were interested in each other. And we went up into the, up to this like lookout. And we were trying to get up there to watch the sunset, but we had gone up there too late and it was just dark. And so we were just kind of like hanging out up there, just kind of at night, middle of nowhere, really. And I don't know. I don't remember exactly the conversation, but it came up to it where it was kind of like, this is kind of creepy, don't you think? We're in the middle of nowhere. You know, I don't even think I have service right now, actually. And we barely, like, this is our third date. Kind of know each other for the most part. And we're really putting a lot of trust in each other. And then me and Leah went on, you know, a good 2 hour conversation of hypothetical situations and how we would perform in those hypothetical situations. I said, and I go, and looking back on now, you know, like, maybe you shouldn't tell your date this when you're in the woods, probably, you know, not, or in the mountains at night with no service. But I was like, so what would you do if I just, like, you know, turn out to be a bad guy and try to kill you right now?
Oh my gosh, that brings up another topic. Just a real quick one. It's only creepy if you don't like the person. It's only if she was on a date with some weirdo and she was like, I don't really want to be here, but whatever, I'm on this date. That would be mega creepy.
Oh, for sure. And that's with anything, you know? Oh, literally, 100%. Like, imagine, like, a creepy guy. Imagine a creepy guy being like, oh, hey, cutie. And you're like, ew. Or, like, an attractive guy who is the right age group and so then. He's like, oh, hey, cutie. It's, like, not crazy.
Almost, you know? Flattering. Yeah, you're like, oh. Almost I like flattering. Him. That's cute. Yeah.
Yeah. It really is just, like, if you're handsome, then you got it, you know?
It's only creepy if you don't like him.
It's like, you don't like him. But, yeah, so we're up there. And, man, she didn't bat an eye, you know? Just straight, like, well, I'd probably kick you in the crotch, and then I'd run this
way. Yeah. You probably felt a little proud of her, almost.
Like, 100%. Yeah,
I'm proud of you. That's the right answer. And
I guess my green flag, my, like, interesting green flag is just, like, I eat that up. I love hypothetical conversations.
Yes.
So when a girl, and that's like such a guy thing to do. You talk 100%. To any guy, you like anywhere on the internet, there's always videos of dudes talking and it's always just
you'll,
like,
eventually get to a stupid hypothetical with dudes. Leave them alone long enough.
If there was a zombie apocalypse right now, what would you do?
What's the first thing you grab?
Who are you calling? What are you grabbing, you know?
Yes.
And then the guy's like, hey, what's the details behind this? You know, it's like all this, like,
extent. You get super dumb and extreme. It's so dumb.
Yeah.
And I love it.
And so I do that with Leah all the time.
That is cool. That's dope.
All the time. Like, that's literally hilarious. Like I said, in the car the other day, we literally had that conversation of, like, we were driving back, I think, from her parents' house or something, and we're like, so if there was a zombie apocalypse right now, and let's say it's, like, it's in Phoenix, and it's spraying to Tucson, but it's not in Tucson yet. So we've got probably like an hour till the zombies get here on foot, you know. Where are we going? What are we doing? Went all the way through it. And so that's my green flag. My green flag is just, I guess you could call it just good conversation, but like real good conversation. Not just kind of like, oh, how was your day?
She's down to be dumb with you.
There you go. Perfect.
That is a great green flag. I love that.
What's a interesting green flag that you have?
I don't know if I have one. Not that I can think of on the top of my head, but it did remind me, because on our first date with me
and Carly's
first date. Yes.
There you go. Thank you. Not ours, but yours and Carly's. Thank you.
Yes. Carly and I's first date. We were...
Me and Gavin have never been on a date. Let me just put that out there. Okay, go ahead. Strike.
True. So, yeah, we went on our first date, and I remember, like, so I met her online through an app called Mutual, and I'd gone on a lot of dates with other girls from Mutual or friends or whatever, and every time I went, because, like, these are girls, a lot of them were the girls I was meeting for the first time. Now, I'm not a weirdo, I'm not a creep, very nice person, so, like, obviously in my head, I'm like, I'm obviously not going to kill you. But at the same time, these girls don't know me. So, like, it'd be smart to, like, let's go on a double date or all things. And to the point where I even offered, I was like, hey, I can bring a friend if you want to bring a double date. And, like, now I'm good. And so I was like, in my head, I'm like, you're dumb. You don't know who I am. In this world nowadays, like, dude, like, I could be catfishing you. I could be some creepy old dude coming to pick you up. And who knows what, XYZ. Like, I know where you're going to be on Friday at 7 o'clock now, you know?
Seriously.
So when Carly showed up and she was like, hey, can we do, like, can I bring a friend? And then she's like, can we actually do kind of, like, it was kind of like a group date. She brought two friends. One of her friends was going on a date with another dude, so that dude came with us, and then I brought a friend. And that right there, I was like, oh, okay, so this one's smart. Like, smart. Immediately, I was like, oh, this one is intelligent. She doesn't want to die. Again, wasn't planning on killing her, but, like, it's the smart thing to do. If you're going to meet a dude for the first time, probably want to go. Unless you, like, have known him for a long time. Like, probably smart thing to take a friend or whatnot. Or at least do some research on the guy, you know? And I'll tell you right now, you can't do a lot of research on me. All of my socials are private. Don't post anything on Facebook or Instagram, so there's not a lot you can find about me anyways. So
everyone's got dirt.
I think mine was just more like I was proud that my wife was smart. Like, in a common sense sort of way, I was like, oh, you have common sense. Let's go.
That's good. That's good.
But I think I'd agree with you. I just like a good conversation because, like, I went on a lot of dates with girls and all of them like the same. I'm like, oh, I'm adventurous. I'm like, oh, cool. What do you like to do? And they're like, I like to snowboard. I'm like, oh, cool. What do you like to snowboard? And then it's like, oh, you lied to me the whole time. You don't do any of this. Like, I legitimately had a girl tell me she likes snowboarding and has never snowboarded in her life. And I was like, what?
That blows me away because mom.
What was your plan?
Our mom told us one time that she was like, I used to get the newspaper and read about politics because your dad was into politics and I'd talk to him about politics. We know very well that our mom has no interest in politics. So what was she doing grabbing a newspaper reading about politics, especially as a young woman?
Well, she liked dad, and dad likes politics. To this day, he still does.
And I'll tell you what.
That's a little different. Getting into stuff your maybe, partner likes, that's a green flag.
Okay. Is it a red flag if you don't, though?
It's not a red flag. I think it's a green flag if your partner wants to try things that you like, even though they may not like them. Now, if you're trying to change yourself for your partner, probably a little red. That's definitely red flaggish, but probably more red flaggish on your partner, because the only reason you do that is because your partner kind of wants you to change.
That makes sense.
Like, if you're like, hey, I know that you like this. I want to do this thing with you. That's a green flag.
All right.
It's not a red flag if you don't, but it's definitely a green flag if they want to hop in on that stuff. Like, for example, I'm a nerd. I like Pokemon. I wanted to do Dungeons and Dragons, and my wife was like, I'm in. And we bought a Dungeons and Dragons kit. We bought dice. Like, she's in it. I love it. It's fun.
That's different than, like, mom, like, reading the newspaper on her own time just to talk politics with dad.
Not really. It's all the same.
100%. Well,
Carly plays video games with me. She hates video games.
Yeah, but she didn't act like she was interested in video games off rip, though, like how that one girl lied and said she likes snowboarding.
I guess that's fair. Was it a ruse on dad?
I think it's a red flag. I just think it's funny because I've never felt that way where I felt like, oh, I need to be interested in this topic just so the person
I'm maybe I don't know this backstory on mom. So was she like, was dad not aware she was like,
no way. To politics? Not a chance, dad knew. Not a chance.
Yeah, well, they're still together now.
I'm slamming $100 on that bet that dad did not know.
Can't be too much of a red flag, I guess.
Nah, it's not bad. I think it's just more one of those beige things.
Yellow flag.
Yeah, beige for sure. Yellow flag. Yeah, have you ever seen one of that one account on social media where he has a notes list and he writes down every... Yes. Ick
that when a girl's like, this is an ick, and then he just exits out of TikTok and goes to his slides notes and over scrolls it, down. Slides over
it, and you read some of them, it's such a fat list. Some of them are like, you're like, don't go shopping.
Don't do the butterfly while swimming. Like, what?
Yeah.
Don't do the butterfly stroke. Like, what?
Don't clean up your crumbs when you spill them. There was one.
I threw out one, and she was like, when a guy chokes on his food, it's like, don't choke. I was like, hey, it happens. He's like, if you start choking, don't cough.
Die. Don't die. Oh, I saw one. There's this one account online that he made a video, and it was just like stupid animated zombies behind him in the video. Mm-hmm. And he goes, me when there's a zombie apocalypse because I don't want to give her the ick. And it's like a zombie chasing him, but he's just like walking with sunglasses on, just like walking all calmly.
Wait, is this like an Italian dude or something like that?
Yeah,
like British?
Italian batch.
Yes, dude, I love that guy so much. He makes me laugh so hard.
He's so funny, dude. He made that video and I was like, that's it. Like, girls just, you can't have any personality. You can't do anything you enjoy. Literally just be a man, if that makes sense.
I love it, though. It's so funny to me. It brings so much joy because I just laugh so hard. Because I'm like, what? Some of them are bizarre.
Do you have any, like, icks, I guess you call them? I guess it's the same thing as a red flag. I think ick is different from red flag. And ick is, like, something that, like, makes you cringe.
Yeah.
A red flag is more like, ooh, I'm not going to date you.
I told Carly the other day, she does the swipe texting. So she, like, swipe texts.
What?
And I go, that she was swipe texting. I was like, that just gave me the ick.
I swipe text when
I'm like, no, you can't swipe text. That's ridiculous.
I swipe text when offended. I only have one hand.
I don't swipe text.
When you only have one hand, swipe texting is the move for sure.
I got big enough hands. I can reach the other side of my phone.
You're saying that to me.
Yeah, that is why I'm saying it specifically. Because you definitely have big enough hands to just text with one hand.
Yeah, but sometimes you miss the button. No. Are you grabbing your phone like the Iron Claw, like Kawhi Leonard, and then you're tapping?
No, dude. I can tap. It's not hard.
Text right now. Text right now.
You want me to text
now? Put your hand up and text something. Text me right now. Text me.
Text you. What do you want to text you?
Say, Gabe, you are...
Gabe is an idiot. There you go.
Send Can it. I do that? Is
it? It's not that hard, dog.
Let's try. Here we go.
It can't be that hard. You have a big enough hand. Yeah, see?
A bigger idiot. See, I had to rely on spell check there, though.
I didn't. Sounds like you're just not even spelling.
Watch this. If I swipe, I can do it without even looking. Give it to me. Oh, I didn't get the idiot. It just said you are a big. There you go, idiot. Hey, three of the words without looking though, like this too.
I'm not saying swipe text doesn't work. What I'm saying is it gave me the ick.
Okay, you're right. I'm trying to convince you that's not. I'm sorry. I'm going too deep on that.
It's all good.
I really don't. You know, I'm a pretty can't be bothered person. Like, nothing really gives me the ick.
I think I really just said it to piss my wife off.
Nothing. Nothing like really makes me. I think some stuff you can find gross, but it's not like makes you cringe. You know.
Well, because I feel like an ick has to be like something kind of obscure. It can't be like, you know, she talks in a weird voice that's annoying to me. That gives me the ick. Well, obviously, it's an annoying voice.
Right.
Can't be like obvious.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I don't know. What do I know? I'm married.
I'm married.
I don't have to deal with any of this anymore.
Yeah.
One of the greatest things of being married.
Okay. I think it's time, Gavin. We ask ourselves some of these questions.
Okay, let's hear them.
All right. I think where I want to start is who. Or it doesn't have to be who, but tell us a story about your first crush that you can remember.
First crush that I can remember?
And how did it end?
Probably would be, I won't say names, but it was in third grade. And there was this one girl, I mean, obviously she was my crush, so she's very pretty. Oh, and yeah, then we were doing some like end of year thing. Or maybe just like a school program type thing. Can't remember. Or maybe it's just an activity. Not really, Matt. Doesn't really matter. Well, the activity was, whether it was going to be on Showcase or not, was we were going to learn how to do a dance. Like a waltz or like swing or something like that. It was like probably a like a
pioneer
like an
official, dance or something.
Kind of like a legit dance. Like we're not like, you know. Do some sort of dance. What's it called? I don't know. Technique?
Partner dance routine?
Style? Dance style. There you go.
That took us too long to figure out.
Yeah. Anyways, so a different type of, like a legitimate dance style, not just like, you know, moving around and whatever. So, and we were getting paired based off of our height. And, you know, growing up, most of my life, I've been one of the tallest, if not the tallest person in my class. And so, and she was the tallest girl in our class. And so I was mega hyped when we got to be paired together to learn how to dance. And then I think it ended because we were just not in the same class the next year.
Dang. I moved on. Heartbreaking. Heartbreaking.
But I think that's slowly, I'll be honest, with that one girl, I think I had a crush on her like periodically all the time because she has always been a very pretty girl. But then I just was like,
I'm telling Carly.
So I was like, you know what? No, I'm good. And then I met my wife. And now she's
the first person I know. Amen. My first crush was, I want to say it was second grade. Yeah, second grade.
Dang.
And
starting early.
Third grade. Yeah, it was the earlier stage of elementary school. For and sure. I'm in this class with this girl. And... Right, I thought she was pretty. Huge crush on her, right?
Classic.
And I remember we got paired as partners for a debate.
Y'all were debating in second grade?
Maybe third. There was no way it was fourth, though. Was it fifth grade?
If it was no way it was fourth, then it couldn't be fifth.
There's no way it was fourth. Not a chance it was fourth. I remember fourth very vividly.
Where your teacher was?
No, I just remember where our desks were in the classroom.
Anyway,
I can't continue. Remember the classroom though. I can't remember the classroom though.
You were debating.
Yes. No. 1000% was second grade.
Okay,
so
debating in second grade. I love it.
We were debate partners and we had to like, you know, make a debate thing, blah blah blah, to, you know, that's irrelevant.
Did you get to choose your topic?
I don't remember. It doesn't matter though.
Dang.
I just remember matter. I was terrified. I was like, oh my gosh, she's my partner. We have to win. You know?
You got to show out for your girl.
Exactly. Long story short, you know, I lost the debate thing. I cried in front of her. It was very embarrassing. Yeah, I cried? I cried. I wanted
to... I can just imagine Gabe just had like... Because, you know, like, what's it called? Like a... pulpit? Is that what it's called? Or what do you call the thing that you stand in?
It's called a pulpit. It's called a pulpit.
Gage just had a pulpit. And he's just in second grade, what can you be arguing about? Like, my teddy bear's better than yours? Like, what were you arguing about?
It was something stupid about, like, school policy. It was like a school policy or something.
And Gage was like, I'm going to win this for...
And I remember, too,
for
it was
Sarah. And it turned out, Sarah, I'm so sorry.
It was a substitute teacher. And... The substitute teacher chose the other team, and I was, like, pissed. I was like, man, what is this substitute teacher doing? He doesn't know crap, you know? And then I was, like, you know, like, I was a sore loser kid, as most kids are. They're sore losers. And so I was, like, you know, you just start crying because you're just disappointed, and you wanted to win so bad. And I remember, like, leaning over to put my book. Like, I was trying to put my papers away in my binder, and I, like, started tearing up. And I was, like, don't look at her. Don't look at her. She's going to know that you're crying. And then she was like, oh, good job, Gabe. Like, we did good. Like, we made it to, like, the semifinals. Like, good job. And I was like, oh, you know. But
what a complicated,
I mean, granted, I wasn't, like,
Gabe was.
I wasn't crying to her, you know. But I definitely, like, had a tear shed. And I was, like, trying to wipe it away and, like, not let her notice that I was crying.
I just cried because I laughed so hard.
But also added to that, we got in class because we were debate partners. We got put our desks next to each other.
Nice.
At a little table, and I was next to my friend who was partners with her friend, and I was partners with her. And I was like, wow, it's destined to be, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm only 7 years old, but it's destined. It's
we're destined
happen
for greatness.
For sure.
That's too good, actually.
I got the news at the end of the school year that she was moving out of state, and I was heartbroken. Because I thought that she was the one. I genuinely did. I thought
this
she was the one.
This is when Gabe's addiction to snails started. He got hooked on snails.
I got hooked on snails.
He's like, you guys will keep me company.
Exactly.
That's what happened, the bugs. Gabe was like, the bugs will keep me company.
the bugs.
That's all too right. good. That's hilarious.
Next, oh. next question.
Let's hear it.
First, we can do kiss, holding hands, first cuddle, one of those three.
It's kind of going progression. We talked about crushes. Let's talk about, do you even remember the first hand you held?
I do.
Go for it then. Hit it, dog.
Okay.
I don't.
So, I was in fifth grade. Let me throw them up right there. Holding hands, fifth grade. That's me, baby. Fifth grade.
Bravo.
And there was this girl, unnamed, and I remember I got a note in my desk. Do you remember passing notes?
Yes.
Dude, that's
I don't think I ever did to a girl. Oh. I did to my bros.
Man, passing notes, that stuff was like, man, that got me going, dude. That like that just made me like get so like an adrenaline rush, you know? Like the teacher didn't catch you, but you got to talk to your friend without talking to him. Like it was almost like you know how like everyone as a kid is like, oh yeah, let's have a secret language. It was almost like a secret language. Oh, true. Love that stuff. I might pass notes right now. Who knows? Get ready for a letter in the mail, Gav.
I'm ready.
But yeah, she passed me a note. She was like, "Do you want to be my boyfriend?" Yeah. You know me. Mm. I didn't want to really. She was my crush, but I also didn't want to say no because I don't want to be rude. So I just said yes. Fair. And I was like, oh, whatever, I'll just say yes. And we were walking back from school that day. And we were taking a shortcut instead of going all the way up the hill and then going down. We took a shortcut through the backyard just to go like straight to my house. And I remember we were walking and we kind of get in between the two houses so it's not as out in the open. And I don't remember if it was just me and her or if it was, like, me and her and, like, another, like, one other friend or two other friends. I don't remember. I want to say it was just me and her.
Yeah.
And she kind of, like, just grabbed my hand. Just kind of grabbed it, like, a handshake. Damn. And I just kind of grabbed it again. And it wasn't, like, interlocked fingers, but it was just kind of, like, holding hands, like, just as if you're kind of to shake a hand, kind of. But, like,
yeah.
Side by side, you know what I mean? Oh, my gosh, Gavin. I remember my back was straight. I was walking, and I was just like, my eyes were straight forward, and I was like, oh my gosh, what does this mean? What do I say? What like, I had no idea how to act. I was freaking out.
Dang. Well, that's, it's better than what I got. I don't remember it. I do not remember the first hand I held.
Oh my gag.
Not even a little bit. You got a great memory. I can't remember. I was trying to think. I can't think of it at all. I don't remember the first time I held my wife's hand. Loser. That's probably not a good thing. I'm probably going to get a earful for loser, that one.
Loser, man. Loser. All right, we can move on then to first cuddle. I also vividly remember this one.
If I remember correctly, like 7th grade?
Mine too.
Maybe 8th? No, it was definitely 7th.
Mine was
7th. Remember when we did our end of school year party? And we would do... Yes. And we'd project a movie in the backyard?
Yes.
So we had my friends over. I had I believe she was my girlfriend, actually, at the time.
Wow. Get to it.
And then we were all kind of like... We brought the couch, the old brown couch from outside, from the basement, put it outside. And me and all my buddies, we sat on that couch along with, like, it was like me and my girlfriend, him and his girlfriend, and then like my two other buddies were on this couch. And then me and my girlfriend kind of just like, she kind of like was under my arm and kind of like leaned into me and we cuddled.
It was normal for you. Nothing, no hiccups, very no.
Nonchalant. My mom saw it, and I was very nervous about that because she was very weird about that stuff. Not like a what are you doing, Mary, but she like thought it was cute all the time. She was like, my mom has been very involved in almost everything we've ever done, so she's always like, oh my gosh, what's happening? She did like this girl. She thought she was a nice person, so she was like, she saw it afterwards. She was trying to talk to me. She's like, oh my gosh, what happened? I was like, we cuddled. I was so hyped.
We cuddled.
Like, I was so hyped.
That's hilarious.
And then we broke up that summer.
I don't want to say it was my first cuddle, like legitimate cuddle, but it was the first time I do remember, you know, in a sense, cuddling with a girl. And let me explain. That's confusing, I know, but let me explain.
How do you cuddle and not cuddle?
I'll explain.
Let's hear it.
I'm ready. It's going to make perfect sense. I'll explain. So, seventh grade. Still me, you know, scared of girls. Also, low-key not interested in girls. Just kind of do my own thing, whatever. No, I shouldn't say not interested in girls. I was scared of girls. There you go.
Fair enough.
My inexperience of girls, I was scared of them. And then especially, everyone can know that me and Gavin waited till we were 16 to have our first kiss because our parents would pay us $500.
I believe we're the only ones that have made it so far.
Only ones.
Morgan was our last hope.
Is she? I think she kissed a boy, did she not?
Did she?
No way she did. No way. No, I take that back. There's no way she did. I'm sorry. I know Morgan. There's no way she did.
Yeah, no way.
But,
what an easy $500, idiots.
Yeah, but so far out of the four of us children, out of five that are already 16, only me and Gavin have done it. The other two girls, losers, they can't worry too much about love.
We're also the coolest, so I think there is correlation. So.
Simple.
So, and mom's favorite. So.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So, yeah, because of that, too, I was always just kind of made the excuse, like, oh, I don't talk to girls because I'm waiting to kiss a girl when I'm 16. So there's really no point, you know.
Once you get to that kind of seventh grade, once you hit junior high, middle school, it's kind of like it becomes like a thing where like people are like, we need a kiss.
Oh, for sure.
Calm down. No, we don't.
Relax.
Calmante.
But, so yeah. But I had a friend, my friend I spent all my time with, closest friend, and he had a girlfriend, and they love making out, always kissing, always making out, right? And to me, I just remember feeling, I was like, oh my gosh, that's a sin. He's sinning. He's sinning. They're making out all the time. Like, this is awful, you know?
That's a sin. I love that.
I don't remember exactly what they're doing. They weren't even doing anything crazy, right? They're just kissing. But I just remember feeling that way in the moment. I was like, oh my gosh.
He was like, I can't be here. I can't participate in this. I gotta leave.
This is a sin. No, I didn't think it was that crazy. But I did. I always found it weird because they'd always just be like, we'd ever watch a movie and they'd always just be like making out on the end of the couch or whatever. I'm like, okay. But this night, we were over at his house and she was there. It was just me and my friend. And we were over at his house, and she had brought three of her friends. So, me, Hunter, four girls. One of them was his girlfriend. My friend's girlfriend. So, nice. We watch a movie, right? They're making out and stuff. And, I don't know, we were like, oh, it'd be fun to go over to my tramp. To Gabe's trampoline. So, we were like, yeah, let's go over there. We go over there. It's kind of cold. We're kind of messing around. And we're like, oh, yeah, let's just like go watch look at the stars and like we'll bring out some blankets and pillows. I was like, okay, sounds good. So I went and got some pillows and blankets, pillows, brought them out. We lay down on the trampoline. We're just chilling. And to give you an idea, right? So there's a circle. And if you're just kind of like standing facing the circle, which is the trampoline, on the far left side was the girlfriend. And then it was my friend. Then it was me. And then it was the three girls. Bang, bang, bang. Behind me. Oh, I shouldn't say behind me. They're just to the side of me, right? And I remember I'm laying there, and one of these girls was in my science class.
Nice.
And she lays next to me, and she kind of scoots in a little bit, right? But you know me. I was like, oh, like, she just, it was uncomfortable. She had to slide over a little bit, you know?
slide in.
She's trying to get all comfortable. Yeah. And I didn't really think much of it. And then I kind of turned over, and I want to say I was just on my phone, but I don't entirely remember. I was just on my phone, though, I think. I don't know. Mm-hmm. No, I'm going to say I was on my phone. I'm going to say I was just chilling.
Okay.
I roll over, and then I just feel her, like, her legs press up against mine. And she kind of scoots in, and I can just feel her body, like, behind mine. Basically, like... Big
you were being spooned.
I was being spooned, Gavin. I was being spooned.
I was Gabe being got spooned. That's the greatest thing ever.
I was being spooned, and let me tell you, I was freaking out. First reason was because this girl, like, obviously we're seventh grade, so nothing crazy, but I felt like she was more of a mistress, you could say. You know? Does that make sense what I'm saying?
No.
Let's just say she was going to jeopardize my $500.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And so I was like freaking out because because she was going to jeopardize my $500. And then that's really the end of the story. I don't know why I'm dragging this out. I was just freaking out. Didn't know what to do. Lose his
$500.
Yeah, didn't want to lose my $500. And yeah, that was my first time cuddling in a sense, quote unquote.
Gabe got consensually spooned.
Yeah, I don't think I actually actually cuddled with a girl until I was in high school.
Now this is a question. Do you like being the little spoon? Or do you prefer big spoon?
Big spoon.
I love little spoon.
I don't mind it though. I like it. Yeah.
Honestly, guys, will you spoon me? And I'm like, no, you come cuddle me. And she's like, no. I'm like, all right. We kind of fight over the little spoon position. Little spoon is nice. I'll be honest. It's nice to be held. I get why girls like it. So that's fair.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I now understand what you mean by your first cuddle, but you didn't cuddle.
Yeah, got cuddled, but I didn't cuddle.
Well, perp. Now we made it to kiss. First kiss.
First kiss. Boom, boom, boom.
First kiss. Do you want to share first? Oh,
no, dude. This is so embarrassing. I'm still embarrassed by it to this day. Like, it's so bad.
Mine's not great. That's for sure.
Yeah, let's hear yours. I've been sharing, all embarrassing stories.
So I remember we went to, it was like Halloween time. Now, remember, so me and Gabe got our $500 when we turned 16. I'm now almost 17 at this point. This is, my birthday's in January. This is October. So definitely haunted house, corn maze type vibes right now. So me and this girl, we're going to go to a haunted house. Don't remember which one. What I remember is it sucked. That's all I remember. It wasn't great. We go on this date. I think we got hot chocolate or something. Blah, blah, blah. I'm dropping off at our house. We kind of liked each other from what I remember. Now here's where it gets really bad. So to the point where I didn't kiss another girl for like a year. None of you can see this, but just imagine I kissed a board. Just thin, flat lips. It was not good. Think almost was like if you just had a straight face and I kissed you.
You Planky the Plank.
It was so weird. Planky the Plank. Because, I thought back at it and I was like, did she not want to kiss? But I was like, she leaned in first. I wasn't planning on kissing her. But I kind of had a crush on her and she was cute. And so I leaned in and we kissed. So I was like, no, I didn't initiate this. Again, I'm oblivious. I would have never done that first. I didn't think girls really liked me. You know? So, there was no way I'm going in for this first kiss. So I just remember going in and I was just like, that wasn't good. And that was our one and only date. Let's put it that way. Wow. Because she was also
swinging.
Kind of a boring person. So, if she ever hears this, I'm sorry. But that's the truth.
The truth.
And I don't say anything other but the truth. But I won't say your name. I'll keep that to myself.
That's your first kiss?
That was my first kiss. It was not great. Did not love it. I didn't kiss a girl.
That's not bad, dude.
I didn't say it. It was not good. It wasn't embarrassing.
The kiss itself wasn't bad. Mine's
a terrible first kiss. Mine was not embarrassing. I don't have a lot of embarrassing firsts, if I'm being honest. Not that I can remember.
My first kiss. So, up to this point, right? Terrified of girls. I shouldn't say terrified of girls. You know, like, I was comfortable with girls talking and flirting and stuff like that. It was fine. Yeah. But when it came to, like, dates and kissing and stuff like that, absolutely terrified.
Okay.
And so, at the time, there was this girl who I had been talking to. And all my friends, they all had their first kisses when they were, like, 12 or 13, right? And here I am, 16. They're clowning me so hard. They're like, everyone was like, Gabe, do you even like girls, you know? I was like, yes, I like girls. I'm very straight, actually. But it got to the point where we go on a date. We go to a dance, okay? Mm-hmm. This is actually the same night I had my first cuddle. Legitimate. Consented cuddle.
Oh, okay.
We go to the date, go to the dance, whatever, blah, blah. After the dance, we go to watch a movie at someone's house. And I'm freaking out the whole night because I know, like, everyone is like, yes, Gabe's going to have his first kiss. He's going to kiss her tonight, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, like, I'm so scared. Go to my friend's house and me and her cuddle. And my heart for the entire hour and a half movie was pounding. Because of the cuddling. But then on top of it, because I knew I had to go kiss her afterwards, and I was absolutely terrified. So, we go to the movie ends. You know, cuddle was fine, loved it. You know, go to drop her off. We walk up to her door. Once again, I'm freaking out. I'm just like, what am I gonna do? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Freaking out. Walk up there. I look at her and. With her, but also with my friends, we had, like, this inside joke. I was obsessed with, like, I was obsessed with saying the phrase fat dubs.
Nice.
And somehow fat dubs evolved into meaning, like, first kiss. So they'd always be like, it just kind of be like, oh, Gabe's going to get a fat dub tonight, you know? Like, oh, Gabe, you get your fat dub? Like, fat dubs, question mark, you know? And obviously, like, she was, like, with my friends, so she understood the inside joke as well. So we get there to the doorstep. I'm freaking out. I hug her, you know? Like I said, I've never experienced a first kiss, nor have I really talked to anyone about a first kiss. So I didn't, like, I just had a rough idea. I didn't know. Like, I was, like, I remember I always was so worried, like, okay, do you, like, kiss them and then hug them, or do you hug them and then when you're coming out you just kind of like go back in and just like kiss them, you know, or like you hug them and just hold them and like, I don't know, I had no idea.
Yeah,
but I hugged her and I come back out and I just go, I literally look at her, I don't remember if I pointed, but I look at her and I go, turn my head and I go, fat dubs. I turn my head, Gavin, turn my head, and I just say, fat dubs. And she looks at me, just like nodded her head. And then I leaned in for a kiss. Okay.
Oh,
she kisses me. Great. You know, normal kiss. Good kiss, right? It gets worse.
Oh, how does it get worse?
Gavin.
What, did you vomit afterwards?
It gets worse.
Okay, let's hear
it. I could have just, I'm nervous. I could have kissed her. And it would have been fine. It would have been, like, completely fine, acceptable. You know, I said, like, sure, it's stupid saying fat dubs, but it was fine because it was, like, a little inside joke, especially with her. Okay, so it was no big deal.
Whatever,
I lean out of the kiss, and I say this. Oh, my gosh. This is what I would get embarrassed about. Oh, my gosh. Gabe, why didn't you just shut your stupid 16-year-old mouth?
I'm getting sick of having embarrassment for you.
I say to her, that was weird. Do over.
Oh my.
Stupid. Gavin, I said, that was weird. Do over? So not only in one night did I have my first kiss, but I also had my second kiss in the same night. And I don't remember what she said or what she did. I just remember we leaned in, kissed again, and then... she went in her house and I left. And it was awful. Hated it. You know?
Like I said,
the kiss itself was fun, but the embarrassment slash the feelings of like scared and nervousness was not worth the small little peck of a kiss. Was not worth it.
Very weird.
And so, yeah, you know, that was my awful first kiss. And I'm still embarrassed by it to this day.
I'm getting secondhand embarrassment right now.
Didn't I just shut my mouth, man?
I should just shut up, dude.
Seriously, just take it and leave. You know, just take it and leave, man. Gosh.
Just shut it. Shut your mouth. Fair enough. Well, I think that's all the questions we have, right?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Pretty good. That's
beautiful.
That's first dates, dating experiences, girls, you know.
Most of our dating lives, more or less.
Yeah.
Gabe's apparently was a lot more embarrassing than mine.
I was a little nervous boy, man.
Gabe, you were apparently very nervous.
Did not have any of the confidence with the ladies.
I was too.
It's honestly a miracle that I have a girlfriend to this day, let's be honest.
It's so funny.
Shout out Leah for carrying our early relationship.
I remember, like, because I've always been, like, nervous. But I feel like as I'm nervous, my brain just kind of shuts off and lets me be nervous. And I honestly just go on autopilot. My mouth moves and does things. And just says words and when we're on these first dates. Because the entire time I'm nervous. So, with how nervous I am when I go on these first dates and stuff, like, I should have a lot more embarrassing stories, a lot dumber things I've done. But if it's just going to be like, I was oblivious on my first kiss with my wife and I didn't pay for our first dinner, I'll take it.
Yeah.
You know, that's not that bad. I really do think my brain's on autopilot.
I think it's pretty bad, though, because you married her. You know, like not the fact that you married her, but the fact that it's cemented in your relationship now, you know?
No, it's better because now I pay for every meal.
It's the same money, let's be honest.
It's true. Hey, but while we're dating, I made up for it slowly.
That's true.
Hopefully. Maybe not. Well, actually, no, because she still brings it up. So probably, apparently not.
Nope, not at all.
Hey, that's all right.
I don't have anything too embarrassing right now.
That's good. Me and my wife were both an hour late to our first date. So.
Yeah, I knew that.
Not embarrassing, but weird how that turned out to work out for both of us.
Both of you were late, yeah. That's funny.
All right, well, I think we should do our game.
Let's do it.
You in?
I'm in.
All right, well, me and Gabe thought it'd be fun to do Guess Who. If you've all, you know, never played the game, it's just like a little board. It's got little faces on it. And then you guess based off of, you know, their characteristics. Kind of like, you know, are they wearing glasses? Do they have white hair? You know, are they male? Are they female? All these different things. Me and Gabe found one that's online. We'll share it here with you. And you guys know what I mean when I say these are some interesting characters. But we thought it'd be a little more fun instead of doing like, you know, do they have white hair? Do they have pink hair? We thought it'd be fun to be a little more, what's the word that I'm trying to think of? Say things a little more bizarre, you know, a little more out there, maybe a little...
Stereotypes.
Stereotypical. Stereotype. There you go. That's the word, yeah.
Based their appearances on what they... Maybe things they would do, maybe crimes they've committed,
yeah,
maybe
exactly.
Number of children they might have, you know, what's their marital status, you know, their occupation, you know, not appearances, but just what, based off their look, what we can assume about their lives.
Stereotype these people.
So
me and Gabe right now, we're both going to pick a person. Obviously not say it out loud. I'll write mine down.
I think this is what we should do, Gavin.
Okay.
You take off your headphones or turn your volume all the way down, and I'll tell the viewers who my person is.
Okay.
And I'll even give them a little...
Give me a thumbs up when you're done, and then we'll do that.
I'll give them a little description of who... Well, I'm gonna do a random number generator for who my person is going to be.
Oh, okay. I like that. I'll do the
same. I've got a little 1 through 24... number generator, and I'll just randomly generate it, and it'll just be that person. Okay. I'll do it for you too if you Oh, no, you do the same thing. It wouldn't work if I did it for you, too. Then I know who your person is. I'm an idiot.
Yeah, I'll do it. Okay.
All right.
I'll turn my headphones off.
Yeah, I'll give you a thumbs up once I'm ready for you to turn your headphones back on, okay?
Okay.
Are you good? Okay. So, my number, is 23. So, that would be Hank. All right, let's give a little description of who we think Hank is. Hank's got bunny ears and pink hair. He's got a partial beard and a suit. Okay, Hank. All right, Hank. You're giving me a hard time, actually. I don't really know what I would say stereotypical about Hank. But I think that what job would he have?
Hey, Siri. Pick a number between 1 and 24.
Gavin coming out of nowhere saying, hey, Siri. Imagine I heard what his Siri said. I'm sorry, I can't figure out what Hank would do, man. He looks like he yells at people. Like, he looks like he actually, like he probably had to go, to anger issues camp because he bites people. And now he, works. Where would he work with that outfit, man? Maybe he's, trying to be, a lawyer. But, he's trying to, push for, not stereotypical lawyers, you know? And he, has weird cases. All right. He's probably divorced three times, has no kids. He's probably sterile. Yeah, there we go. That's what we're going with. We're going to Hank. All right, I'll give him the thumbs up.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello, Gavin. Can you hear me?
I forgot I didn't drop my mic. Sorry, I did that.
I know. Did you see me laughing because you did it?
I realized. I was like, oh, shit, I forgot my headphones are off, but not my mic. My bad.
Oh, that's so funny. All right, I'm going to turn mine off. And okay. I'll give you a thumbs up when I can't hear anything, and then you give me a thumbs up to put them back on, okay?
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to use Siri. Obviously, you guys heard me, but my headphones are off, so I'm going to use Siri. We're going to have her pick. Hopefully, if I turn on the sound, she'll say it out loud here. All right, let's see. Pick a number between 1 and 24.
The answer is 2.
2. Okay, so we're going to go with, his name is Eric. Eric has, if you're not watching, he has a pink suit on with a white tie and bunny ears. He's given Walter White from Breaking Bad and Sid the Sloth vibes. Very wide set eyes, but has bald head, goatee, has a lot going on. So, but yeah, that's kind of what he's giving me. Kind of Walter White. Sid vibes in the Sid from Ice Age. That's kind of who he's looking at, and then has the bunny ears with the pink suit on. Very scary looking person, honestly. But yeah, that's what he looks like. So my guy is Eric. If you are watching, obviously you can see him. He's on the first row, second person. So perfect. We will let Gabe back on. We'll start playing. Okay. He's not looking at me. Gabriel, look at me. Should I text him?
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, good.
Okay, we're ready. I'm going to write mine down anyways just so I can show you afterwards. But
I'm not going to write mine down. You can just trust me. I had pen and paper nearby.
You also already said it.
That's true.
So, you can't really cheat.
All right.
Can listen. All right. Do you want to go first or me go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
This is kind of hard because each person is very,
so different. It's hard to,
they're stereotype so similar, one but into so all of,
a big one.
The same. Okay.
Oh, for sure.
Does your character... Hold up, I'm sorry.
Hold on, before you say anything, does Javier look like the Tiger King but with pink hair?
1,000%.
I looked down like, wait, hold on, that guy looks exactly like Tiger King.
Okay, does your character look like he could be a drug lord?
A drug lord?
Yes, a drug lord.
Oh.
You know, the king of a drug operation.
I'm gonna go with. No, my guy's not running any operation.
All right.
Was a good question, though. I was just sorry it took me so long to answer that. I was looking at all the ones that could be it.
Shoot, I can't exit out on this thing. It automatically exits it out for you. How do I? Shoot.
So you're
here, I'll
saying I
just
have
have
to
to
like
keep.
probably write these down or something? Or is it keep track of my
Nah,
phone?
I'll just keep mental track. We're good. We're good.
Okay.
I got this.
Okay, let's see. My question. Does your person look like she or he is a little kinky? Not a little, sorry, let me repeat that. A lot.
Gavin, if you look at any of these people, I think you could say yes.
I mean, yeah,
But
but there's
I'll give
obvious
you a
some
little
on
piece.
here.
I'll give you a hint of what, like, how about this? It's gonna be hard if we just ask those questions. Let's, like, when you answer a question, give, like, a little, like, telltale. You know what I mean?
Like, Vito over here clearly is into some stuff.
Where's Vito? I can't find him.
Bottom right.
Oh,
Know what I'm
yeah.
saying? That type of vibe. That guy's
Oh,
into some stuff.
yeah. Definitely. All right, I'm gonna say yes, and I'm gonna say a specific thing about him is he likes being handcuffed.
Oh, okay. So your person's into handcuffs.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes. It is kinky. Handcuffs. I like it.
You know, like he likes to be dominated. There you go.
Okay. Well, in that case, with your question, kind of who were you thinking of?
With
'Cause
my
when you said that,
question,
I was thinking like Evan.
Evan, where's Evan at? Okay, I was thinking like Alex.
Alex, where's Alex? Okay, yeah. Evan and Alex were kind of on my top, were kind of my top two. Okay, so
Maybe even Rick, maybe. You
Rick,
know.
where's Rick? Okay. That's funny. Those were the three dudes I looked at when I was thinking of them.
Good.
So that's
Good.
okay. So we were on the same
And
page
you
there.
said
That's
no,
good.
right? You said
Yeah,
no.
no. Definitely not running. My guy's definitely not running an operation.
No drug pen. All right.
Not a drug guy.
Okay,
Okay, you're
let's
up.
look. Okay. Second question. Does he or she beat their partner?
Beat?
Yeah, beat them.
Do they beat their partner? Give me an
Okay,
example of somebody.
we're gonna start off here with Evelyn. She definitely beats her partner.
Evelyn. Where's Evelyn? Hold on. Oh, for sure. She's punched the crap out of him.
John as well, maybe give you an idea of what I'm thinking.
John? Okay. John and Evelyn?
Total.
Nah, my guy isn't hitting anybody. Better yet, my guy probably can't hurt a fly.
All right, I guess a good hint. I like that.
Yeah, I'll give you that hint.
Not an abuser, wouldn't hurt a fly. Okay.
Probably more out of lack of capability than actual want, but.
All right, based. All right, you ask me one question.
Okay. This is definitely stereotyping, but would your guy be in, or girl, be into Bob Marley?
Yes. Hold up, pause. Let me answer it. Yes, but in like the I'm not a racist inviting way.
Racist inviting way. What the heck does racist inviting mean?
You know what I mean? I feel like there's some people out there who are just like, you know, like they want everyone to feel included. And so they'd be like, oh, yes, I love that. You know what I
Oh,
mean?
okay. I get what you're saying.
Kind of like that, I guess.
He
I don't
is
know.
actually into reggae.
So I should say no. I'm gonna say
Okay, so
no,
he's.
he's not into reggae, but he would act like that though. He would be
Oh,
like,
so he would act like the fake,
yeah,
trying to
he's
be
like, yeah,
inclusive.
but like, what kind of music are you into? And then they'd be like, oh, Bob Marley. And he'd be like,
Okay.
oh my gosh, reggae is such, you know, it's just such good black people music, you know, good for the soul, like something crazy like that, you know what I mean?
Like, try not to be racist, but it's mega racist.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha. Okay. Gabe's
All
personally
right, I
racist.
think
Good
right
to know.
now, just like really fast, just take a quick, like, don't spend too long, just take a guess of who you think it is. But it's not an official guess. Just like, I want to see where your head's at, and I think the viewers want to see where your head's at as well.
Okay, you want me to go first or you want me to go first?
You go first.
I'm swinging either John, right? John, or who was my other guess so far? Because my first question was, he's into handcuffs. John looks like he'd be into handcuffs. But so does Chap.
Where's Chap? I don't.
Right next to
Okay, there's
John.
Chap. Oh yeah, for sure.
But, like, maybe even Paul. But more Paul because he kind of looks like a pirate, so.
Yeah, he does look like a pirate. All right, I'm thinking for yours. He's definitely not leading no drug pen. He definitely wouldn't hurt a fly. I'm thinking it's gonna be Eric
Okay.
or Michael.
Eric or Michael?
I'm thinking
Why is
Eric or
her?
Michael.
I haven't looked at Michael yet.
Eric's number two and Michael's number like 22, I think. 22.
Oh,
So he's
Michael.
bottom rope.
I love Michael. Michael's a good
Yeah,
one.
he. For those that don't, who can't see this, Michael is wearing a suit, has these like big red lips, and has this like long slick
He
back
has one
blonde
big red
hair.
lip. He has a
Okay, he has
thin
one
upper lip and
bottom.
an insanely large bottom lip.
That's true. He does have that. All right. Okay, I'll ask the next
Okay.
question.
Okay.
I'll ask the next question. You know, assuming that you'll see this person out in public, you know, just judging them based off their appearance at public, you know. Oh man, I'm trying to think of what, oh, how I could. I'm trying to like decide if it'd be Eric or Michael, and like give myself a hint if it'd be one of them.
That's smart. What would be the question if I were to ask that?
I'm trying to think if I can like decipher it, because even like
Yeah.
Javier, he's throwing in mixed signals too, man.
He's thrown in a lot.
But I'd say Javier would beat his wife for sure.
Javier has punched many people,
Yeah, for sure.
especially his partner.
It's with that goatee. He's got rainbow hair and a goatee. It's like definitely he's punched something or
It's
someone.
the pink mullet and goatee that's doing it for me.
Yeah, for sure. All right. I'm sorry, I'm blanking here. I can't think of anything that would help me really like decipher.
I know, I'm trying to think of a question to help me
Does
get into
your
the right.
would your character be a therapist? Could your
A therapist?
character pull off being a therapist?
I certainly hope not.
All right, not a therapist. Man, I'm getting a lot of no's. This hasn't really been very helpful for me.
If I walked in and saw that person as my
Maybe give me a
therapist,
hint
I'd be
of what you think
scared.
their give me a hint of what you think their career would be, their occupation would be.
Their occupation?
Just a hint, or you can tell me what you think it would be.
If I were to give this person an occupation, they're probably like I wouldn't trust any of these people to be this. Assuming their attire, this is like weekend attire.
Okay.
So their like day-to-day job is a little different. This person could be like a kindergarten teacher.
Okay.
Maybe. Could be like teacher-esque.
Teacher-esque. All right.
Maybe not like a teacher, but like the fun substitute teacher, maybe kind of guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm kind of feeling. That's the kind of vibe I'm getting. But
okay, that helps. All right,
okay,
you're up.
I'm gonna go. Let's see. I think I need to get, because I really don't know. I've got yes, likes handcuffs, and no, but kind of fake into reggae and is racist. So, could be Chap. If any one of these people is racist, it's definitely Chap. But, let's see. How do I decipher the rest of these guys? Because Antoine could be thrown in there, too.
I'm going to say no. That mustache is not... He's the... I'm going to punch you in the face. I'm not... He's not going to be the...
That's true.
I'm gonna toss you a bone and just say no.
Not Antoine. Okay. Would your guy be a catfish? Like, is your person catfishing people online? More for fun than anything.
No.
Not a catfisher?
Not a catfisher. He's the kind of guy that, like, meets a girl, and the girl, like, thinks he's gay.
Oh, okay.
But he's not, though. Oh, and he just talks way too much.
There you go.
All right.
That gave me a lot.
You can say yes or no to this, but I think maybe we can just ask if it's a boy or a girl. Confirm that. You think you want to do that?
Well, I think you already said he, so I'm pretty certain it's a boy.
Mine's a guy.
Mine is two.
Okay. That helps. That's a big help, actually. I feel like we need to like give ourselves a little help since we're not doing like really obvious yes, no questions.
Yeah.
Okay. So that brings me down. So you said not a therapist. You hope not. So that could definitely be Eric.
I can see that.
You said not a drug lord, not an abuser, not wouldn't hurt a fly. Okay, there you go. So he's not a therapist, but he also wouldn't hurt a fly. So he's like a weak, soft kind of like weirdo who you would hope not be a therapist. So it could be Eric. He's kind of weird. Joe, but Joe would hurt a fly. Like, he's definitely beat his wife back in the day.
That's how Joe got his wife.
Abuse. He abused her into the wife.
He's like, you either marry me or else.
Could it be Rick? Rick's kind of giving off the vibe of like, you know, like, cool science teacher. Like, I'm getting, like, Ted Bundy vibes, you know? Like, he could be a cool science teacher, like, your friend, but, like, behind the scenes, like, he's a real weirdo.
Real weirdo. I could see that.
But he could definitely be a therapist, so I'm going to rule him out. He could be a therapist. So
I was going to say that. I was like, I don't know. I'll give you a hint there. I think that if I walked in, I would not be surprised to see that man as a therapist.
Yeah, for sure. Antoine definitely has beaten a fly. I'll stop saying wife, man. That's too harsh. Definitely beaten a fly.
He's definitely hit somebody.
John's definitely hit somebody. Chap's on my radar. I don't know. You definitely don't want him to be a therapist, but he looks like he could be some weird stuff. And he, I don't know. Maybe he wouldn't hurt a fly. That one's like a flip flop for me. So Eric,
maybe throw on Chap, like a good shirt. He could be a substitute teacher. I could see that.
Yeah, definitely. Like, you know, because you definitely see like weird substitute teachers. You know, like you gotta kind of be weird to be an adult with substitute teacher job for the most part.
True.
Unless you have like specific needs or whatever. Javier, like we said, definitely punches people. Evan punches people. Matthias, he bites people. He doesn't punch people. He bites people.
Yes.
He's a biter for sure. Michael, that one is close. I don't know about Michael. I'll put him on the maybe. So far it's Eric and Chap.
Eric, Chap, maybe Michael.
Eric, Chap, maybe Michael. And Hank? You definitely don't want him, like his outfit looks like he's going to, like, I don't know, like, he looks like he's either going to a party being stupid, or if that's his real outfit, which I'm assuming it's his real outfit, then he looks very, like, kind of like a lawyer that, like, I don't know, like...
Very unserious lawyer.
Yeah, like a unserious lawyer who's, yeah, I don't know. And then Vito definitely hits people. So we'll put Hank on B tier list, and then we'll put Michael on like an F tier list, and then we'll put Eric and Chap on like the S tier.
Okay.
So I think that's my final four. So,
I like it.
To come down with those final four, how can I decipher these guys? So you got Michael Hank. They kind of give off a similar creepy vibe, like you don't know what's going on really. And then Chap and Eric also give off the same vibe. So maybe we can go with Chap and Eric. So, non-abuser, wouldn't hurt a fly, could arguably be a substitute teacher, kindergarten teacher. That makes me think it's, but you said he has weekend attire. So it's definitely Chap or Eric. We can get rid of Hank and Michael. That's definitely not weekend attire. So it's either Chap or Eric. All right. To decipher these two, I'm going to say, how can I separate them? They're both bald, but Eric looks a lot more like sane than Chap. Eric just looks a little more homosexual. Chap looks like he's a straight man.
Yeah, I can see that.
So, I'll say that. Is this person married but secretly gay?
Married but secretly gay?
Do they look like they could be married but secretly gay?
Definitely.
Okay.
For sure.
I think I'm taking a guess next round.
I like it.
All right, you ask me.
Okay. My head is, because you said no to the catfish, but they're like giving off gay vibes, but they're not gay. So yeah, it makes you feel like not John. Jeff definitely doesn't look gay. Chap maybe, but not really. So I'm leaning hardcore on Paul right now. Paul could definitely be gay, but so straight. That's kind of where I'm at. But Chap still maybe. Chap's still in the running with me as well. I'm not really thinking anybody else. Although John, just from the way John is dressed, he probably could be gay. I don't know. That's still in there. Actually, if I'm picking between Chap and John, John's probably more gay than Chap.
Okay.
Maybe. But I'm trying to decide how I can decipher all these guys. I got it. Would my person, or would your person, like, participate in, like a Civil War reenactment?
No, definitely not.
Definitely not a Civil War reenactment.
They hate war. They're vegan.
Okay.
They're vegan, and they live alone. And they're really weird, but they're very extroverted.
Okay.
Hopefully I can steer you in the right direction.
I think I know. Well, probably not, but.
All right, my guess is your person, Eric, Gavin.
My person is Eric.
Let's go! Give me that.
Good job. I really haven't nailed mine down, but I honestly don't know other than, I want to go with, it's between Paul and John. I'm going to go John.
It's not John.
So was it Paul?
Not Paul.
Who was it?
You want me to tell you?
Yeah.
It was Hank. And I'm saying Hank? That being, and I'm saying that's like, I don't, like, look at him. You don't know what to say about him.
That's fair.
Hank, he looks hard. Really normal. He's got these weird bunny ears and pink hair.
He's the most normal dude on there. Hold on. Okay, how did you describe Hank to everybody?
I said he's a lawyer. Like, I even described him to you.
Yeah.
I said he's a lawyer that has, like, really weird cases, and he's trying to, like, break the barriers of, like, dress attire, and he's trying to break down the walls of being a lawyer, you know?
Okay, and, I like it.
And I think that's pretty much the extent of what I said. I said he's, like, really weird, but really extroverted. He loves to talk, you know?
You'll love mine. I said, so obviously I described, like, you know, he's wearing bunny ears and has a pink suit on. And then I go, think like Walter White and Sid the Sloth.
Oh, my gosh. That is literally Walter White with a pink suit and bunny ears on.
I was like, Walter White and Sid the Sloth, because Sid the Sloth got some wide set eyes.
That's perfect, man.
Well, Gabe won our Guess Who comp for the first time. Bravo.
That was hard, man. I'm sorry. Good job. I got a hard one for you.
No, you nailed that down. That was good, dude.
Yeah, it was nice.
That was good. That was fun.
Yeah. Well, thanks everyone for listening to this another episode of our podcast. It had a lot of good stories, a good little finale there.
It at least made me laugh. Made me cry. That was good.
I think it was a lot of just Gabe embarrassing himself and Gavin just kind of enjoying the stories.
Enjoying the embarrassment, pretty much, yeah. I didn't have a lot of good ones. Mine were pretty boring. But I'm glad I got to be kind of a listener this week. I'll take it.
Yeah.
All right, well, you guys can find us on Instagram or TikTok at TheXLPod. You can find us at XL on anywhere you like to listen to, whether it be YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon. Wherever you listen to your podcast, we're probably on it. And then you can find me at Gavin_Olam on most other forms of social media if you want to follow me and find out what I do in my day-to-day life, even though I don't post anything. Gabe, yeah. Where can they find you?
Gabe Olam. No spaces, nothing else. Simple. Just my name and last name together.
Beautiful. Well, thanks y'all for listening, and we'll see you guys next time.